This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, we are live at Big City Roadhouse. We got the whole show for you set up today. We have the epic hot dog eating contest that I will step aside for around 1 o'clock. It is going to be a wonderful day. Busy show. What did LeBron James' agent post on social media last night? We'll get to that. I got Derbs, the dude, not down the hall today, but down the Big City Roadhouse Hall. And Tanner Schwint decked out to celebrate 250 years for America. The whole show starts now. Got Michael on the somewhere over there at the radio station, and we got the dude down the hall, Derbs. Always great to see you, my friend. Thanks for being out here today, man.
Thanks for the invite. I am incredibly excited for this.
Tanner Schwint joining us from Good Morning NoCo. I appreciate you being here. You're fried, man. You are fried.
I don't know what it is about this year at the Greeley Stampede, but it took a ton out of me, and I think. I'm excited for today. I am wearing what is my onesie.
Yes, your American
my
onesie.
Overalls.
Yes.
I took the time and I used Grok this morning. I created an image that said the whole show equals Great Britain.
No.
And Good Morning NoCo equals USA. 250 years ago. So we're going to get rolling.
Do you think you're a little anxious because this place reminds you of the last competition that Good Morning NoCo entered in with me? And the race seen by thousands
yes.
and heard by millions.
Yep.
Do you think that that's kind of part of the problem?
Maybe
when you pulled
PTSD.
Into the parking lot,
yeah.
you recalled, wow, Brady was so far ahead of me, I could barely
yeah.
see him.
I think we have different recollections of.
I didn't even know you were in it, to be honest.
But maybe that's what it is, just a mental mindset. I've already talked with Brian Gary here this morning, and I'm telling him, like, we need that Mamba mentality. We need to get into that killer mode. And he's there. He's there. Like, he is ready to go.
I will say he looked intense when Derbs did the photo op. It was like UFC style.
You don't want to stare into his eyes.
No. I got lost in there.
Not like in a particularly good
not
way.
Not like in a romantical way.
No. I've been there before, too.
Yeah. But. I was lost and I was scared. I'll be honest. I got in there and it was like I blacked out for a moment and then I woke up and I was in a desert by myself. That's how I felt staring into Brian Gary's eyes.
Are you mentally prepared from that?
I think so. As this gets going, I've never done an eating contest at all. Tanner's challenged me to like chugging beers before, and I can't do that. I have no ability to do that.
I challenged you to one of those today. Derbs.
Zero chance.
Side contest.
Tanner had asked me before, like, am I going to drink a beer before? I may have to calm the nerves. To be honest, this is a different competition.
I'll give you like a little from. I now have one professional fight under my belt for the Larimer County Fair.
It's true. You were in the wing eating contest last year when you were in all your bearded glory.
Oh, dude, I'm so glad. I'm going to be doing it again this year, and I'm so glad I'm not going to have that beard on my face. I did that because, listen, I looked. I said, okay, when do I eat the most food?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got the nice little buzz going on, you know? And so but don't drink beer. You don't want anything that's too bubbly. I went with the tequila soda water.
You probably got to be careful on the carbs, too.
Yes, yeah. That's
you're going to be consuming some extra calories here today, my friend.
I did tequila soda water, and that's where I went. And it got me, whatever you are drinking, make sure you have two or three water cups, whatever.
Okay.
Because the chewing fatigue, and Brian's been talking about this, the chewing fatigue is real, and your mouth doesn't create any more saliva. It just all goes away. And so you need to be, like, drinking something that will produce that saliva for you. Real gross, and that's with the wings. Hot dogs, it's 10 minutes. I'm excited because I think your competitive edge is good because you've been saying all week, I'm just going to eat it like I normally do. And I think you're saying that you're just going to go really fast on it. But
just go really fast.
Yeah, I think that's the Ricky
main goal Bobby style,
right?
Just yes, as fast as I can.
And if you're not first, you're last.
Exactly. That's my point. And you know, there's going to be a lot of great competitors here. We got a councilman joining us.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like the great
Ryan Roth.
I don't think it's the best like political move. Like I mean, you could like whoever ends up running against him could come here and grab some pictures today.
Ryan Roth was seen downing hot dogs.
Yes, correct.
And miserable man.
Probably not the most whatever that word is.
Flattering.
That guy in history.
Yeah, like the guy in history.
Probably he died once.
Come and grab some pictures of him on that. We got him. Nate Taverner, I think, is
I hear
the
he's,
favorite.
I anytime you put it out there, hey, do you want to do a hot dog eating contest? And it's like, yeah, obviously. Like, obviously I want to do that. When you hear that from someone, then you go, I've made a bad decision here inviting this person.
He came on Good Morning NoCo a couple weeks ago and said that he went to a Royals game and just for the love of the game did the 9-9-9. Just for the love of the game. Instead of beers, he was doing pop. He was doing sodas,
and he was still able to.
And the game went to extras. He ended up doing 10 dogs, 10
But aren't
pops.
They the little dogs? Or
no,
they
those
the
are the
legitimate
no.
hot
yeah,
dogs?
It was just.
Okay, yeah, he's probably
going to
win.
Yeah, he's probably
going to win. Well, here's the thing. They're going to open it up to a few contestants randomly that want to come in.
All right.
It's free to enter.
Yep.
And if you win, you get like a free meal every week for for a year. That's the prize at stake here. So you could be eating at Big City Roadhouse for free if you win. And there's going to be, what, 10 of us? Brian and I, obviously, we're playing, for the love of the game. We can't win because we work for KFKA. So my goal is to beat Brian. And that counts as on my record, by the way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that counts on the record.
And picks are on Friday.
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
What does
Well, picks are on Friday, Tanner.
Yeah, I'm part of everybody.
Right.
Everybody knows that.
And it is Friday.
It is Friday. My only thought on that is that, like, if you win but lose, how does that go into a scoring? Like, you'd be 0-0-1, I think, maybe. You have to do it, like, hockey style.
It is the world's game on right now. It can end in a tie in some stages.
Because if you don't win the overall award, then, yeah, it's going to be a tie. But if you beat Brian, which I don't think is going to happen.
How many hot dogs, realistically, do you think Brian Gary can eat in 10 minutes? That's the question.
I think he gets 8 today. I think he gets 8.
Well, that's a lot of hot dogs.
The guy doesn't slow down. Like, Brian's told this story on the air, so I feel comfortable telling it. We were both at a Cheap Trick concert at the Greeley Stampede a couple years ago. And I was sitting up top, and I could see Brian down there. And he got, a literal bucket of mini donuts. And he just didn't stop. I mean, he just didn't stop all night. So even the
I think
buns
he's lying. I think he's trying to intimidate
the,
me.
The buns aren't even an issue on that. Like, Brian, I think 8 for Brian in 10 minutes.
What do you think the overall winner is going to get?
12.
12.
I think Nate, the guy we're talking about here who represents United Way today, doing it for the children, I'm sure, I think he could get into the 20s. I think he could do
in
20.
In 10 minutes?
Yeah,
though?
I think he could do 20.
I heard rumblings in the hallway. His initial was double digits, no problem.
No problem.
I think
I think he's going to put on a show today. I think we're going to see a Hall of Fame effort here at Big City Roadhouse.
I know Nate. I like Nate. I think Nate's a little.
He's talking. He's talking a big game.
Full of himself. I think that's.
Well, he will be full of himself after today. Yeah. A little hot dog humor since we're doing that. No, I think
he's a little overconfident. I'm
looking at the contestant table here.
Yeah.
And we got ketchup and mustard everywhere. Yeah. We don't have to put stuff on
there,
right?
No. Don't have to.
I'm not putting stuff on there.
I know Brian's going to quickly gather ahead of time and put ketchup on his dogs. I know Brian's going to go with the ketchup on the dogs early on in that.
That's a risky move.
I think it's a great move.
Really?
It's added lubrication.
Mm.
I mean, it really does. Like I said, when you start to get into this thing, you will not be able to produce saliva. So there's a reason why they dunk it in the water, right? You need some of that in there. I think it's a great move. I think a little bit of ketchup or mustard on the dogs. And I think, you know, we're going to have a five-minute thing. I don't know if we've set the rules in stone. I think the contestants should be able to do what they want to the dogs ahead of time and get them prepared to go. So it's not like eat a dog and then have to put ketchup on and then go. I don't know. That's my thought.
I think mustard's the way to go.
Really?
You get the tang, you get that little extra motivation that it kind of like salivates a little bit. Like the ketchup's a little too mild, a little too sugary.
Interesting.
I'm thinking the mustard with the hot dog.
Might be the way to go.
I was thinking
of just going, and I'm already getting texts. I mean, the innuendo that I'm hearing from people, I can't even read half of this stuff on the air.
Can I?
Well, Smitty just said, Brady Hull is on with Coach Bruce Dick right now talking about eating naked wieners, naked hot dogs. And I said, you know, that's where I'm going with that. I'm not putting ketchup or mustard on this thing. Yeah.
I didn't know Coach Dick was on either.
Well, I was on with him.
Oh, were you? Okay.
Thanks for listening. Bruce Dick, Coach speaks on 10 to 11 every day. That was a great interview for me to do. Derbs actually was here early and thought I just wasn't going to be here to set up.
Very similar to the show that you do. It's almost right after yours.
Literally right after the show.
Mondays through Fridays.
That's cool. I'll have to check that out.
Now, the question I have, Tanner, you opted out of this. You decided not to enter the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah. I did.
Why is that?
Because I've got my guy on it. Like, if Brian wouldn't have got in, I would have been getting ready to go today. I would have been getting ready to go today had Brian not opted in. But Brian stepped up for us, and so we're good to go. We're good to go. Brian opted in. He's going to represent Good Morning NoCo.
Yeah.
Had he not, I would be up there challenging you. But this is like I've got a teammate. Like, he is the legend at this.
Yeah.
I'm going to step out of the way. I'm going to let him take care of business today. And then whatever comes up, we're going to even the record. It's going to be 1-1, and then whatever comes up after this.
No.
Then you're going
this
down.
This is actually it. Like, this is the last competition.
No.
I'm going to go out on top.
You're going to go in it with a draw? Okay. If we lose, it automatically becomes a best of seven, not a best of three. And if we win, it's a best of three.
You guys are going to run out of things.
Third one,
I'm obviously the better athlete. Everyone saw it. And then soon I'm going to be the better eater of the group.
No, I mean, it
gets to the point where you kind of get tired of winning all the time. And that's kind of where I am today.
I think the next one we have to do, you have to get your co-host involved as well. Like, my co-host is involved.
Never will I have that happen. He will not be involved in anything that involves him being with me.
Never will I have that happen either.
Thank you, Michael. We both agree.
Okay, you guys do agree.
Or needs to be involved with sitting in a chair, because that is his athletic ability.
He could win that competition.
Yeah.
No, Brian.
Who could fall asleep the fastest?
Oh,
Michael Kirkpatrick.
Brian wins.
That would be that's our next contest.
That would be an epic tiebreaker.
We could find like a mattress store and get them to sponsor it, and then we just have them lay down.
For a free mattress, I will do anything.
You don't get anything for this, Michael. This is a station event.
Yeah. Where's your competitive edge? You're a co-host of a sports talk show.
You're barely a board op.
I am co-host, darn it.
No, there's no way in the world is that ever a thing. I don't know why it's become a thing, and it makes me sad every day.
Well, it will continue to be a thing.
You're a thing. We will be we're live out here at Big City Roadhouse. Get out here. Actually, you can still get breakfast burritos. I might just order myself a breakfast burrito to get things started. You can do that until noon today. They do
order
breakfast
me one.
Burritos every day. Well, I might bring you something, Mike. I might bring you a used hot dog.
A regurgitated. So, one of the questions I do have about the competition, because Derbs and I will be doing the broadcast.
This is the broadcast. I'm really, like, I want to be listening to it, actually.
I'm going to use the handheld mic just so I can walk up and be and see where you guys are at, up close and personal. But my question is, what is the rule about regurgitation?
Oh, I don't think you can do that.
For how long? That's the window, because it really didn't hit me when I competed until like 2 hours afterwards. Then the gut bomb of 20, 35 wings came and hit me. So is it like a 1 hour rule afterwards? Is it 30 minutes?
I'm guessing there is no rule. It's just you can't do it during once 10 minutes is up.
So
you want to go puke that
afterwards?
Up? Maybe.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the competition's over, technically,
it's
right?
It's 10 minutes.
I don't know about that.
They have a timer here that's going to be set up. I'm imagining once those zeros hit the clock, it's just like a ball match.
Yeah,
just no matter what, and we need to let the contestants know this too, because if you're close and we're 30 seconds away, the last thing you want is like a 3/4 eaten dog that's not going to count.
Oh.
So you got to make sure that dog is down, because then you just ate half a dog for no reason.
That's this is okay. So since we're in World Cup mode too, Derbs, will they add extra time if there's penalties or anything like that? If we get to 10 minutes, will they be like, "Hey, Brian was hitting Brady or something like that to mess with him"? Will they add more time?
Tanner was distracting me with the microphone.
Yes,
that's like an extra 12 seconds. Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
free time. It's America. It's the 4th of July. It's not. No.
So we can't even talk about World Cup today.
No.
Well, if Team USA was playing,
If Team USA was playing, we could. Yes, we could. But no. No extra time. No overtime. It's just the best of the best here on America's 250th anniversary.
And what a way to celebrate that.
Yeah.
Than to have a hot dog.
Watch a bunch of dudes just shovel.
I did some practice this morning. I listened to Joey Chestnut.
Was that real? Did you ask?
I actually did.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I listened to
it. I thought you were messing around.
It was an interview, and I listened to it. It was on a sports station, a podcast, I should say, and I went and found it and listened to it.
Nice.
So it was
okay,
very
what did
good.
You learn?
The guy just doesn't mess around. No. He brings the noise every time, and he gets in a zone. You remember a couple years ago when the guy, a dude ran on stage, a protester, mm-hmm. and he had to, he grabbed the dude and choked him but kept eating hot dogs? Mm-hmm. That is a hero. That's a genuine hero.
That's the American spirit.
Exactly, Michael.
By the way, Eastside Chris has a pick. My final pick is Brady by two.
By two. He has me winning by two.
Yeah, it's
Eastside Chris texting it.
That's crazy.
It doesn't say two bites or two hot dogs.
That is a huge, if you could bet that somewhere, Eastside Chris would make some serious, serious money. Because right now, I think Brian's probably a minus 1.5 dog favorite right now.
Let's go for the minus one. Because I think
the
tie is a real thing.
What is
with
you and ties?
Yeah,
no ties. We need the hook on there. We're the book right now. We need to make some money. Let's do minus 1.5.
I'll be on Brady's side then. Give
You're
me the underdog.
Brady plus 1.5.
That hook, I think, is going to get everybody here. I think that half of a dog is going
to
be it.
He said Chris is buying it up to two.
Oh, man.
He's taking Brady minus two.
Oh, he's really switching the line
that's
here.
That's pretty bold. That's pretty
confidence.
Bold for Eastside Chris. But we'll see what happens, man.
We have some rules here that our friend Andy Roth at A1 Organics has brought over to the table. The vomit rule limit. If the food doesn't touch the table, for example, if a competitor catches it in a cup or swallows it back down, they can technically continue.
Oh.
So you can just look over your
left.
Oh, no.
No. Don't.
Well, but you,
it
I guess
can't
if
hit
you...
the table. So if it goes down to the side.
You got to eat.
Because we've seen that in the professional ones. That's why the buckets are there. Because it's a quick turn puke and get going again.
Yeah, this
but
could
I feel
be.
Puke during
but I
these
feel
things?
Like that's that cheating.
I don't want to puke. I really don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's okay. So it's
afterwards.
The event.
Okay.
I don't know, but that you can't puke during. Okay, you can't. So afterwards, if you puke at the table, you're still DQ'd because you got to wait for the ceremony and everything like that.
Yeah,
that makes sense. But if you puke during. That's got to be instant DQ.
Got to be done.
Because that empties all of that stuff out of your stomach, and that could make you better eater again. So if you puke today, you're disqualified. Everybody good?
What about
good.
At all? Like within?
Within 10 minutes, 10 minutes after the end of the competition.
Okay.
That fair?
I think that's pretty fair.
If you lose anyway and then you puke, then you've already lost.
Yeah.
So you might
but
as well
if you
puke.
Think you lost and puked and then the winner pukes.
We could have a tie situation again.
Stop bringing up ties. I'm done with you.
This contest is sounding more appealing as we go here, to be honest, regretting my decisions. All right, let's take a quick break. We will talk some sports today. LeBron James, his agent, who actually is also Peyton Watson's agent, had a board. He posted up on a board the teams that would make sense for LeBron James. Of course, those Denver Nuggets are involved. How realistic is that? That LeBron James is going to be a Denver Nugget. We'll talk about that coming up. We are live and on location here at Big City Roadhouse for the hot dog eating contest coming up at 1 o'clock today. Do want to shout out to Shamrock for providing the hot dogs today, Derbs.
Yeah, they have done a wonderful job. Also, a shout out to Cammie, the sales rep here. She is really kind of tied
She's
everything
awesome.
Together.
Yep.
This place has done a fantastic job, a wonderful sponsor. Come out and see us support this great local business.
Yeah.
It's awesome, guys.
All right, we'll be right back here on the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The summer months can be busy.
I'm busy!
Keep up with the latest in local news, sports, and weather on Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. Yes, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. Anything you want, they got it right here in the
celebrating 250 years of American excellence. And what better way to display that, Derbs, than with a hot dog eating contest, one of America's great pastimes.
It's like this in baseball.
Basically. And today it feels like this is even, I mean, the Rockies won last night. As Bruce said, they're undefeated in July. That's exciting, but it doesn't get much more exciting than what's about to happen here at 1 o'clock today.
I'm incredibly excited for this. As we kind of build up into it, I was like, it's just going to be some people eating some hot dogs, having a good time.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of starting to sense that little bit of competition. So the competitive attitudes are switching around a little bit. It's getting a little more intense here. People are probably developing strategies. What are we going to see here?
I mean, Cleta's bringing out the owner of Big City Roadhouse. She's bringing out buckets right now. She's literally bringing out buckets, and I'm starting to get a little intimidated just seeing that kind of thing.
Maybe we got to put that Joey Chestnut a little bit back in your forefront of the mind.
I might
have
to go back and listen to the podcast.
A couple minutes of again. It in between.
Yeah. Well, they asked him, too, like, do you get nervous before these things? He's like, I'm just in the zone. I'm in the zone, and I'm trying to get in that zone right now. But I'm a little intimidated. We got Tanner there. He's dressed like an American flag, basically, and he's putting me down. He's starting to get in my head a little bit.
Yes, we got it. We got to settle that down just a little bit. I'll be in your corner here for a bit. We'll calm you down. We'll get you ready. Get that mindset to crush some hot dogs. It's going to happen. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a wonderful event today, Derbs. All right, so on the sports side of things, I don't know if you saw this, Derbs, but Rich Paul, who is the agent of LeBron James, also, side note, he's also the agent of Peyton Watson, he put together a whiteboard for LeBron James' next team, and he obviously has the Nuggets listed here. He has Cleveland listed. Minnesota is listed there, too. The Miami Heat are listed there as well, I believe. Is it the Heat? And then the 76ers. Those are the teams mentioned. So he drew up a board, and he has LeBron James's name in the middle, and then he kind of has these little arrows shooting out of the starting lineup, basically, for each team. Has a couple of side notes as why that team might work. For the Nuggets specifically, he writes, Murray, Johnson, Cam Johnson, Aaron Gordon, Joker. No Peyton Watson listed as a starter. That's interesting to me because obviously the Nuggets are trying to figure out whether or not they can re-sign him or will re-sign him to what we're hearing anywhere from $24, $25 million to even up to $30 million. But on this whiteboard, he doesn't have Peyton Watson listed as a starter.
I don't think that they can contractually fit them two together is what I'm thinking. Unless he just assumes that Peyton Watson wasn't a starter and
wrote based on what the depth chart was last year.
They make the Marvin Bagley move, the Tyus Jones move, so it's filling out a little bit.
Yeah, you at least have another ball handler. I thought the Tyus Jones thing was probably good.
But I'm thinking it's going to come down to one or the other there in the Nuggets front office. You know, if they can fit the room for LeBron at 10 to 15 million for a year versus Peyton Watson at 30 million for, I don't know, say 5 years is probably what he's looking at, five, 6 year contract. I would imagine that's the hard look they're taking at in the mirror right now.
What's going to be interesting with this is, you know, we're hearing reports that LeBron is willing to play for pretty much as low as you can get, minimum salary. But he's worth, based on what I've seen, Derbs, he's still worth like $20+ million. So can we really see a LeBron James, a larger-than-life figure, doing it for $3 million to play for the Denver Nuggets? I just can't see that as a real possibility.
I can't see it being that low. It's got to be in the tens, at least.
At least.
15s.
Yeah.
I don't see that at all. I'm with you there. I don't know how I feel about all this.
Not a big LeBron guy.
I'm not. He fills the stat sheet, and I think that's what he does. I just don't think his impact on the court now is what it was, obviously, 10 years ago. The defense isn't there. The chase down blocks aren't there. I'm worried about the regular season things more than the postseason, I guess. And for them, I don't think he's worth the time, I guess.
Does it bother you that – or not bother you, but if he does it for $3 million? Because I'm of the mindset, like, if you can get a guy that's still probably considered a top 20 player in the league for $3 million, that kind of changes things. But also I worry about the larger-than-life the distractions. Joker's very much anti any of that. And then we're hearing, you know, that LeBron's probably going to have a documentary crew with him throughout his final season, wherever he goes. I do worry that maybe even for $3 million, would it be worth the distraction that is going to come with a larger-than-life figure?
For $3 million, I'm okay. I'm okay then with him playing, you know, 40 games-ish, half the games, 40 to 50 games. Then it becomes okay to me. You pay him 15 and you're using that vet min contract that's very valuable to us right now on a guy that every other night isn't going to be on the court. Mm-hmm. That's where I think I don't see the value in it. $3 million, I'm okay. The documentary stuff on The Last Ride, I think, is going to be incredibly overwhelming. And as a Nuggets fan, I want to see absolutely zero of that, to be honest with you.
I've always been one of those guys, even back when the Nuggets traded away Carmelo Anthony. I was always, you know, if the Nuggets can win a championship, it would be so rewarding to see this team do it, because they're not doing it like the Miami Heat did it, like the Boston Celtics did it. A lot of these teams, like the Golden State Warriors, at least for a couple of those, they did it organically, where it was draft, but players nobody really knew, and they kind of grew with them. So I always rooted for that. This would represent kind of everything that I don't like about the way the NBA is structured and just going and grabbing big-time players. And that certainly would fit the bill with LeBron James.
Yeah, same there. I like the organically grown teams, the one that stick together for years, and it's the constant figures that you watch on TV that are like, gosh, if this guy can just get a little bit better, we're the next level. This guy gets a little bit better, we're there. This reminds me a little bit of the Allen Iverson thing. The latter stages of pairing him with Melo is kind of that last grab. How do we make that final push? Do you think he's still got it left in the tank? And that turned out okay. They went conference finals and were competitive and made bigger strides. But I just don't see it. I feel like the bigger-than-life situation with LeBron is too much for what this team wants, I think.
Yeah, but I know Josh Kroenke wants LeBron. They're boys. You know, they hang out. They're boating and doing all that stuff. You had a texter say, why was Christian Brown not in the starting five? Well, I mean, LeBron's got to take somebody's spot. Right. And if you keep Cam Johnson, do you put LeBron essentially you're running LeBron at three or Cam at two? I don't know. That's odd. And let's be clear here. This is just Rich Paul writing down names. He might not be writing down who he believes is the starter, but players that might be appealing to LeBron. Keep in mind, LeBron, obviously a great passer, a good teammate. Being able to throw the ball to a guy like Cam Johnson might be appealing to him.
Yeah, that's a very good point on the CB thing. That makes me just think, if you got CB and you somehow fit Peyton Watson there, you got $50-plus million sitting on the bench.
On the bench, yeah.
That to me means you're running a 7-to-8-man crew. You probably fit Bagley in there, maybe some Tyus Jones minutes, and that's your life. That's your team.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I like that or not.
I think I'm just not in on this. And again, if you get him for $3 million, does that mean you're essentially going to run it back? And I think a fully healthy Nuggets team could actually compete with the Spurs, with the Thunder. I don't know if they win the series. I think they could compete, but that is a big if. And if you're not going to make any moves, if one guy goes down, as we saw last year with Aaron Gordon and Peyton Watson, you're kind of screwed. You're kind of in trouble.
The talent that would be on the end of the bench to come fill those minutes, Joker would be fighting for wins incredibly hard during the regular season, and that's going to push him too much going into the postseason. And we've learned a little bit in the past that we need every ounce of effort that we can possibly get in the postseason to make championship runs, and that's for every team, not just here.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm growing, even at the $3 million part, I don't even know if it's worth it. I don't know if all the things that surround it, I just don't see it. I don't like it. Yeah. I do think CB is going to be better. I think the injuries was a
young.
Big problem.
You know, the ankle, recovering from the ankle is going to be a lot easier for a dude in his early 20s as opposed to a guy that's, you know, on the last 5 years of his career. A couple of texts coming in. Eastside Chris says, maybe utilize LeBron for 20 to 25 minutes per game. Not sure you want to give him 35. No. Smitty texting in, LeBron could play the dunker spot. So, I mean, that's kind of the Aaron Gordon spot.
right?
So are you suggesting that Denver should move on from AG then? And that, obviously, Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Christian Brown, Cam Johnson, those are the four names that keep coming up when we talk about whether or not the Nuggets are going to move anyone.
Yeah, so when you mix this all together, this really puts a lot of pressure on a young head coach and David Adelman, too. Now you'd have to find the roles and define those roles for everyone. Like you're saying, if you're putting LeBron at the dunker spot, what are you doing with AG?
Right.
If Peyton Watson isn't a part of it, who's going to fill those important – if LeBron's only going to play 20, 25 minutes, who's going to play the entire time? Like, that's, you know, half the game or 40% of the game most nights with him still probably sitting a lot of the back-to-backs.
Mm-hmm.
So what are – it's, to me, it's too many headaches, especially if you can't fit it with Peyton Watson, because I feel like Watson and CB's minutes just alone are more important than the 20 that LeBron could give you good.
Yeah, you're at a point now, too, where we saw some really good things from Peyton Watson, especially when everybody went down. He stepped up. I worry, you know, can that be a consistent thing? Is that really who he is? But if you bring a LeBron James in or make any other kind of move that might potentially put him on the bench or take away some of his minutes, you don't want to take that step back, because like you said, getting him out on the floor is going to be important for his progression as a basketball player.
It seems like a dangerous recipe. At least when Iverson was here, he was still fully capable of giving it the 82 games. He was playing the 30 plus a night. He was a good complementary piece too, off the ball. I see LeBron just wanting to own the ball still.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that fits with I want the best player in the world to have the ball more. I don't want a 42-year-old playing 20 minutes a night.
When the Lakers traded for Luka, obviously it was kind of, oh, LeBron's taking a step back. That was a transition still, though, because it was LeBron's team, and then it kind of morphed into Luka, maybe LeBron. He comes to Denver, there's no doubt. It's Joker's team.
Yep.
There's zero doubt. That's the house that Joker built. So how comfortable is he with that? We'll see. Just saw this, too. The Lakers just traded DeAndre Ayton to the Wizards. Now, the Wizards have said recently they have no interest in trading Anthony Davis. Part of what we've heard in the rumor mill, Derbs, is that LeBron would go to Golden State, but he wants his guy there, Anthony Davis. Does this kind of change things at all to mean that Golden State might be more of a player than they were yesterday?
See, I go the other way. I think this is the Wizards actually making a push. Forever and ever and ever, it's been Anthony Davis saying, I want to play the four. I don't want to play the five. I don't want to be the big guy down the middle. And so to me, this is going to be the complementing part where I think this is the Wizards front office thanking AD for sticking around. Hey, we'll get you the center that you've always been asking for. We'll put you at the four where you want to be. Now you got Trae Young and AJ DeBons to the number one pick. You got yourself a real ball club.
Yeah.
To me, that's the Wizards making a push, maybe not to make future moves.
Well, and that's the thing that comes with LeBron. We'll take a break here. Michael, we have texts. I can read them unless you want to read them. Go ahead.
Well, from the 816, Nate, you're out of your mind. Horrible LeBron take, and you're going down in 90 minutes.
Oh, you know who that is. We know who that is.
Also,
first off,
Eastside Chris says, when come playoffs, turn him loose for MVP.
Interesting. Okay, let me react to some of that. And we got Nate texting in and just talking a bunch of trash. LeBron, I'm going to eat so many hot dogs right now. I'm so motivated. That's all I needed was that extra push. Okay, 42 minutes after the hour, we do have to take a break here. We're live and on location at Big City Roadhouse. Come out, hang out with us. The hot dog eating contest begins at 1 o'clock. Brian Gary just entered, and he looks intimidated, I got
to
tell you.
Wait,
never mind. He just put the sunglasses on. He does not look intimidated anymore. We'll take a short break. Keep it here on the whole show, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Chris Abshire for Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Welcome back into the whole show, live and on location here at Big City Roadhouse. The place is starting to fill up in here, Derbs, at 11:47. Can you feel the anticipation? People have never seen anything like this before.
No, I don't think we're all ready for this.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a spectacle that has never been seen before.
No, Brian's over there. Brian's drinking a beer. I don't know if that was for public announcement, but I just decided to go with it. You're drinking a beer, Brian. Brian Gary. Go ahead, Brian. Come on over, Brian. Brian Gary, of course, is one of – he's bringing his beer. He's one of the competitors in this. He's, of course, a legend in so many things. But today will not be one of those days, Brian.
It won't be a day for what? Yeah.
How do we turn the things?
How do we do the Tanner?
Things? We're trying to turn Brian Gary's microphone up. Is that better?
And that ought to do it right there. Hopefully you can hear me now.
Could use a little more is what Michael says. We like to do this. Yeah. Are you there?
Am I much better, Micah?
Yeah.
That seems better.
I'll have you know I was listening earlier.
Oh, when, I'm sorry. I said some things.
Well, you did, and Micah made his pick of you.
Yeah.
Surprising, because he told me something different in the text.
He picked you yesterday.
Yeah, he's waffling.
And then
waffling.
He picked me again today? Is that right? Okay, yeah, so he's having a hard time with
this. He's waffling on this. Yeah, Brady, I am the things you have to do, there's methods to this.
Yes.
You know, and I woke up feeling like a champion.
Did you?
You know, I woke up that way, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go into this hungry. I'm going to go in hungry, and I'm going to have the meal. I'm going to eat an arc worth of hot dogs. Mm,
that's a lot of hot dogs.
But I'm sitting there, and I'm going, I'm a little hungry now. I think I need that expansion donut to begin with. So I went with a little bit of a powdered sugar donut.
Really?
Yeah.
So a powdered sugar donut to prepare.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And then washing that down with a large Michelob Ultra. Mm-hmm. And I think the beer and donut prep, this what you're looking at didn't happen by accident. This is a regime. You've seen Rocky IV.
Obviously.
You know, so it's nothing like that.
It's the opposite of that.
It's more like Rocky 1 where I don't punch the beef. I just take it down and deep fry it and go. No, I came in here with just the expectation to beat you.
Yes.
Now that I'm here, I want to win it.
You want
to
take the – well, she's going to prepare. She's going to get a picture. It's going to go on the wall here. This is the first one of this Hall of Fame that we're creating here. So.
I know I can't win the prize,
right,
but I can win the glory.
You can win all the glory.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm here.
I'm going to be very interested to see because we've talked. I know we got a break here. But I know Nate, Big Nate from United Way is going to be involved in this. He's already talking
mouthy.
A lot of trash.
Pretty mouthy.
We'll see how it goes. Brian Gary, the wonderful, the Hall of Famer Brian Gary is out here too. We've got the dude down the hall. And we've got people filing in, getting ready for this big competition here at Big City Roadhouse. So we'll take a short break. Come out and join us at Big City Roadhouse. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
No matter what the people say, I know that we'll never break, 'cause our love was made in the USA. Made in the USA.
Way to go, Michael, back there on the board finding patriotic songs for us as we're celebrating 250 years of American excellence.
Up next, and, some death metal from America.
No, don't do death metal, please, Michael. We have people here that want to keep listening to the station.
Constantly. Actually, not just in and out, but constantly.
Yes, constantly. It's filling up here. Come on out to Big City Roadhouse. Grab some lunch. Don just brought out this macaroni and cheese dish for us. Wow. I shouldn't eat that, right?
I think one spoonful. Set the tone. You know,
all I want to do is eat it.
Brian had a donut and have a spoonful of mac and cheese. Get something going. I think is the right combo here.
I have a feeling Tanner paid Don off because he's bringing mac and cheese out here to try to tempt me to eat. If I eat, then I'm not going to be able to eat as many hot dogs as I want. Brian's just getting by the spoonful right now.
He's going in.
I got to admit, like, I – I'm in some deep waters here. I've got the competitors in this thing are starting to scare me a little bit.
The trained athletes that are coming to this.
Yeah.
You might be in a little trouble.
It does, you know, you don't see, you know, greatness like this. It's gathering in one spot often, but this is what you're going to witness today here at Big City Roadhouse. This is what you're going to see.
It is. It is the spectacle never seen before.
Yeah.
Place like this holds millions and thousands. Come see us.
Oh, yeah, probably millions.
At least.
I would imagine. This will be televised. YouTube's probably coming down to film this, I would imagine.
For an epic competition.
This is going to be epic. Brian's already claimed his throne over there. He's got his seat. I will be sitting next to him. I have a feeling he's going to cheat. I can see it in his eyes. I think no, that's okay. Brian says he's going to eat my hot dog. I'm like, hey, yo, that's what you want. You want some help here.
Yep.
Is it like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You can phone a friend if you want. Like, hey, Tanner, grab this hot dog, and that counts as one.
No.
Like, he just pops in. He's got his little American flag onesie that he's wearing out here today, and he's got his stupid sign that's just stupid, Derbs.
That's got to be your motivation. When you think about slowing down. Look at that.
I will just think of the race that I ran. Mm-hmm. I was honestly very slow in that race, but it was just so easy for me. I wanted to give him a shot. His
family, you weren't even trying.
Thank you, Michael. No, I wasn't even trying. Barely broke a sweat. Didn't pull any kind of a hamstring or anything that still affects me to this day. 11:57 the time. We'll come back. We'll get to not yet. We got another hour still leading up, and now it's going to start getting intense. So stick with us here. Come on out to Big City Roadhouse. And grab some of this macaroni and cheese. My goodness, that looks ridiculous.
It's delicious.
Whole show continues at Big City Roadhouse. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.